నానుద్వేష్టి కలిం సామ్రాట్ సారంగ ఇవ సారభుక్. కుశలాన్యాసు సిద్ధ్యంతి నేతరాణి కృతానియత్. నానుద్వేష్టి కలిం సామ్రాట్ సారంగ ఇవ సారభుక్. కుశలాన్యాసు సిద్ధ్యంతి నేతరాణి కృతాని యత్. నానుద్వేష్టి కలిం సామ్రాట్ సారంగ ఇవ సారభుక్. కుశలాన్యాసు సిద్ధ్యంతి నేత్రాణి కృతాని యత్. Never anudveshti envious kalim unto the personality of kali samrat the emperor saravga realist like the bees eva like sarabhuk one accepts the substance kushalani auspicious objects asu immediately siddhyanti become successful na never itarani which are inauspicious kritani being performed yet as much as translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit was realist. Like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower, she knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. Purport: the age of Kali is called the fallen age. In this fallen age, Because the living beings are in awkward position, the Supreme Lord has given some special facilities to them. So, by the will of the Lord, a living being does not become a victim of a sinful act until the act is actually performed. In other ages, simply by thinking of performing a sinful act, one used to become a victim of that act. On the contrary, a living being in this age is awarded with the results of pious acts simply by thinking of them. Maharaj Parikshit, being the most learned and experienced king, by the grace of the Lord was not unnecessarily envious of the personality of Kali, because he did not intend to give him any chance to perform any sinful act. He protected his subjects from falling prey to the sinful acts of the age of Kali. And at the same time, he gave full facility to the age of Kali by allotting him some particular places. At the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that even though all nefarious activities of the personality of Kali are present, there is a great advantage in this age of Kali. One can attain salvation simply by chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Thus, Maharaj Parikshit made an organized effort to propagate the chanting of the Lord's holy name. And thus, he saved the citizens from the clutches of Kali. It is for this advantage only that great sages sometimes wish all good for the age of Kali. In the Vedas also it is said that by discourse on Lord Krishna's activities, one can get rid of all disadvantages of the age of Kali. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said that by the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord becomes at once arrested within one's heart. These are some of the great advantages of the age of Kali. And Maharaj Parikshit took all the advantage of this age of Kali. And Parikshit Maharaj took all the advantages and did not think any ill of the age of Kali. True to this, his Vaishnavite cult. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nanudveshti Kalim Samrat Sarangaiva Sarabhuk Kushalanyas Siddhyanti Netarani Krithaniyate. Maharaj Parikshit was a realist, like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. She knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effect. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 18. Parikshit Maharaj cursed by a Brahmana boy. I seek blessings from all the devotees. We have especially special devotee guest, His Grace Srivas Prabhu. He's been coming here for quite a long time. I had a great opportunity to serve you also some time back. He has come with his good wife, Ruchira Devi Mataji. Both of them are the disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. So we also, we have got Nanda Kumar Prabhu and Bahulashva Preeti Prabhu, two brahmacharis from Ghana. So let us welcome all of them to our temple by loudly chanting Hari Bol. So seek your blessings to us. So here Parikshit Maharaj, who has seen Krishna in his womb and Sukadeva Goswami, who is also have taken the blessings and darshan of Krishna when he was in the womb. So now Parikshit Maharaj, even though when he was in the womb, he was under the great threat of the Brahmas released by Ashwatthama. So Lord personally came and protected him. Now the same Parikshit Maharaj is going to be in a big trouble, that he is going to be cursed by Sringi and he has to leave the kingdom. So now Parikshit Maharaj, even though he was personally protected by Vishnu, name is become Vishnu Ratha, but now he will be cursed by Sringi. So even though Lord could have protected him, but this Lord's arrangement that Parikshit Maharaj, who has seen Krishna in the womb, and Sudeva Goswami, who has also seen Krishna in the womb. Sudeva Goswami did not come out of the womb for many months. The father is awaiting for the birth of the child, but did not come out because he felt that if I come out of the womb, Maya will capture me. She was not ready to come out. Like four Kumaras, they refused to grow beyond 4 or 5 years old. Because when you grow old, the illusory potency covers the living entity. So like that, he did not even come out of the womb. So only when he got the Lord's grace that Maya will not touch you, then he was ready to come out and he grew up 16 years old boy. So these both great personalities, Lord's arrangement was that they had to meet each other. So for this reason, lot of arrangement from the and the higher arrangements were made that Parikshit Maharaj has to get curse by Sringi, and he also has to give a place for the Kali personified to stay in his kingdom. So even though Parikshit Maharaj had full power and capacity to counteract the curse of Sringi, even though he had a full capacity to wipe off, destroy this Kali personified, who is in the guise of a king. So he had all the power to protect himself and protect the rest of the world from the influence of Kali. But he saw something special. He did not retaliate. He is being cursed by Sringi. Neither he completely vanquished the Kali personified. He gave a place for him. Because in both ways, the world is going to get benefited. He himself will get benefited. And the descent of Srimad Bhagavatam is going to happen. So considering all these things, as the Bhagavatam says, he never became envious of the personality of Kali. Kushalani ashu siddhyanti netarani kritaniyat. So because he understood there is going to be auspicious things is going to follow, so he did not become envious of this age of Kali. So beyond one immediate calculation of what is good and bad, Parikshit Maharaj is seeing from the higher perspective. So he accepted and gave space to the age of Kali. In fact, in another place it is mentioned, Kalim sabhajayanti arya gunagya sarabhaginaha yatra sankirtane naiva sarva swartha bhilabhyate. So by taking birth in this age of Kali, one can immediately get benefit. Just like we hear Lord Shiva, he's like Ashutosh. He can be immediately pleased. He will get angry fast, but also he is easily be pleased also. Similarly, the age of Kali, the results are very quickly one can achieve. As Bhagavatam Prabhupada mentioned the purport, that if anybody thinks of something good, somebody thinks in his mind that I am giving some, you know, 10 cows in charity, by thinking itself a person get benefited of giving, the result he will get of giving cows in charity. In the other previous ages, if a person thinks of some sinful activity, he will get the result of he will be implicated in the sinful reaction just by thinking. We hear so many stories like Ahalya, and now she just thought in her mind and some beautiful person going on the sky, then immediately she has to become a stone. And like that, so many stories we hear. So just by mere thinking, so scary even to think, you know, probably every living entity in the Kali Yuga will be punished for every second. The thoughts are so obnoxious thoughts in this age of Kali. But they won't get any results for thinking. But in the other ages, if they think something good, they won't get the good result for their thinking. But bad thinking, they will get the result. The good activities has to be personally performed. But in the age of Kali, that bad thoughts will not produce any bad result, but good thoughts will produce good results. Not to speak of personally doing that activity. So Parikshit Maharaj is seeing all these things. So the Kali is present there. So there is a great advantage. Yatra sankirtane naiva sarva sartho api labhyate. Just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can get the benefit of all perfection in life. So considering all these things, Parikshit Maharaj is given a space for this Kali. At the same time, by his power, he also intelligently and efficiently was able to stop the influence of Kali. Just like, you know, we sometime for our cooking we get jackfruit, you know, jackfruit season is there now. So the jackfruit is a very special fruit, very sweet in taste. In cities we directly buy from the shopkeeper. But if you actually try to get the big fruit, full fruit, and before reaching to the core of the fruit, that is the flesh of the fruit, you know, sweet taste, one has to go through various layers of difficulties, you know. And the top outside is very thorny and very hard. And then if, even if you pass through that, there will be sticky substances, you know. If a person doesn't know, he may, the hand will get sticky, you know. He'll give up the desire of eating jackfruit if he doesn't know how to process that, you know. So, say intelligent person, they know the technique, how to use it, you know. You have to apply oil in your hand, and then you have to carefully cut it and go deeper inside and take out the flesh, take out the fruit, take out the seed, only the pulp. So there is a difficulty in the jackfruit. At the same time, if we can tolerate the difficulty and adjust the difficulties, intelligently avoid the difficulties, you can actually relish the sweetness of the jackfruit. So similarly, this age of Kali is nefarious. You know, His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj was speaking. The Kali has entered everywhere, you know. Powerful personality. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada is giving us the techniques, you know. How the intelligent people, what are the techniques by which we can stay away from the influence of Kali, you know. So Parikshit Maharaj saw all these things that even though it is a very dangerous age, a dangerous personality, but one can get quick results, you know. And he's seeing the good things of the age of Kali. Parikshit Maharaj gave space. At the same time, he equipped his citizens with his management, with his power, that they won't be affected by the age of Kali. So of course, Maharaj Parikshit left, then when that, utilizing the opportunity that Krishna is also not there, Kali is spread everywhere. But when Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami, they sat in the banks of Ganges, and what they spoke, what Sukadeva Goswami spoke, the Srimad Bhagavatam, that became the solace for the people of the age of Kali. Krishna Swadhamo Upagate Dharma Jnana Dibisaha Kalo Nashta Drisham Esha Puranarko Adhuna Uditaha Kalo Nashta Drisham. So in the age of Kali, people's vision got completely crumbled. They are not able to understand what is good and bad. That time Srimad Bhagavatam appeared. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a personification of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So that Bhagavatam taken the place of Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada writes here, so even though this age of Kali is so dangerous age, nefarious age, but if somebody can take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and somebody can take shelter of the holy name of Krishna, then they can be free from the influence of the age of Kali. So, that is a benediction in this age of Kali. As the great sages also say, because of this reason, that even the demigods, they want to take birth in this land of Bharata Bhumi, in this particular age of Kali. Why? Because if you know the technique, if you know how to deal with the jackfruit, then you can relish the, you know, sweetness of the jackfruit. So people who are connoisseurs of the taste of the jackfruit, they will not be fearful of, you know, buying the jackfruit, because they know, they like the taste, they know how to deal with the difficulties in cutting the jackfruit. Or a person who is selling, he knows that I can avoid myself getting troubled by the jackfruit. At the same time, I can get money by selling the fruit to the people. So for that reason he is not afraid of dealing with the jackfruit. The sellers or those who are want to themselves eat it. So similarly, when we get the techniques how to deal with this age of Kali, so Srila Prabhupada is a modern acharya who exactly understood how exactly the Kali works and what practical application by which what are the practically one should do to get ourselves free from the influence of Kali. So he gave the just like a and we have got the softwares now and then, the new viruses come out. So the software has to be updated till to the date so that you'll be free from the virus attacking. So it is not a stagnant, more and more viruses they produce. Some people they're sitting there, just their business is to produce more viruses, virus which attacks the software also, nowadays the human body also. So there has to be a particular way the counteraction has to be done. It has to be evolved, one has to be up to date, So like that, the Maya's activities are now and then gets evolved. Like that, the fight against Maya, the techniques to counteract the Maya also now and then get updated. So the bhakti is, the principles of devotion service bhakti is the same. But at the same time, bhakti, the application of devotion service get updated now and then. So what devotional service Dhruva Maharaj performed, Prahlad Maharaj performed, the same bhakti is been offered even at this age of Kali also. But at the same time, the principles are the same, but the application part, like a updated version of the protective shield of bhakti, the latest updated version is offered by Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So, when we have that particular armor, then we can be free from the influence of the age of Kali. At the same time, one can take the advantage that quickly one can achieve perfection in life. So, that is a great fortune. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirana kalo samarpayitum munadojula svaktira shastriyam hari purata sundara dvidigadamba sandipitaha sada hrudaya khandare spuratva sachinandana. So Mahaprabhu also gave the highest understanding, the highest gift, anarpita charim chirad, for such a long time it has not been given. When did he give that? In this age of Kali he gave. So the best thing is available in the worst age. So in order to get the best thing in the worst age, one has to be equipped with the technique how to get the real thing from the difficult age. So that version, that updated version of how to deal with this Kali, at the same time get the best use of the bad bargain, as is mentioned, that is given by Srila Prabhupada. So where the Kali resides, these are the sinful activities, the four sinful activities. So Srila Prabhupada, in the name of spirituality, so many things comes up, if we, it's like a supermarket, we go for buying dress or buying anything, any articles, materials. There's big supermarkets are there. Similarly, the spiritual supermarket is also very big, So, without getting involved in nitty-gritties and technical things, Srila Prabhupada gave the exact necessary, vaccine or necessary shield to protect oneself from this age of Kali. At the same time, achieve the perfection of life. And that is his technique. So that is coming from our Guru Parampara. Srila Rupa Goswami first coined this understanding of and the application of devotional service. The Prabhupada title is given to those personalities who have very beautifully applied the principles of bhakti in a very practical way. For them, this title Prabhupada is given. So, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. So, he applied the principles of bhakti through his writings. Through his writings such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Through his writings, especially the Rasa Shastras. So Rupa Goswami is given the principles how the bhakti should be applied. In the principle called Yukta Vairagya. The principle of Yukta Vairagya first in the modern age is given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anashaktasya Vishayan Yatarham Upayinjitaha Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yuktam Vairagya Muchyate. So this is the principles of Yukta Vairagya, that one should, without getting caught up with the contamination of this age of Kali, one should deal with the Kali, at the same time get the best result, you know. So that is called as Yukta Vairagya. So the principle has been first presented by Rupa Goswami in this modern age. Nirbande Krishna Sambande. Prapanchakataya buddhya harisambandha vastunaga mokshapi paridyaga vairagyam phalgu kadyate. So these two principles of Yukta Vairagya. What is false vairagya? What is Yukta Vairagya? That has been delineated by Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada. And what is the understanding? That if anybody rejects anything considering that as material without seeing its connection with Krishna, that so-called rejection is not renunciation, it is actually bogus renunciation, palgu vairagyam. But at the same time, if anybody understand their utilities, even in this age of Kali, and utilizes accordingly in the service of Krishna, for one's own benefit and others' benefit, that vairagya is called as Yukta Vairagya. So these are the two principles laid out by Srila Rupa Goswami. Then in the parampara, all the acharyas carried forward that. And in a very practical way, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he practically demonstrated the principle in a very effective way. So, consider taking these two main principles of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established Gaudiya Math, and he dealt with this age of Kali in a very, very effective way. Within India, fighting against the Sahajiyas, the Kali entered into the inside the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So he, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is called, also is called as a Prabhupada, because he practically brought into application the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada. So that's why Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada is glorified, because he brought the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada into action in a very tangible way. So after Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his dear disciple Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he brought that into even a very superlative level, which is beyond imagination of many contemporary Vaishnavas, you know. To such an extent that only a great acharya can do that, you know. So Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. So Mahaprabhu's heart is there in the core of his heart. That great, you know, it's like a jackfruit, and that has been given, you know, in a very that the access has been given in a very beautiful way, without getting entangled in the difficulties of this age of Kali. So that's why Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, you know. So how he revolutionized. Srila Prabhupada writes very often in his purports that nothing in this world is, previous yesterday's purport we read that the modern technology, the people have invented the radio system by which all kind of sound vibrations are, you know, propagated everywhere. But those technologies can be used, there's nothing wrong in using that. But that should be used to propagate the vibration of Krishna's holy name. So, Prabhupada is, this purport, Prabhupada writing in time where technology is not much seen. So, that time itself, Prabhupada envisioned that, you know, how we can present Krishna consciousness in various forms, you know. So, there are, even now also, there are certain traditional sannyasis or traditional spiritualists who say that they can never imagine going out of crossing the sea out of India, you know. They cannot do that, you know. Even if they want, they can't do it because their traditions are binding them. And in fact, they won't even go beyond Kanyakumari and Himalayas. So he asked, the Lord Ram went to Sri Lanka, you know, he went to Sri Lanka. So Sri Lanka also we can't go. So they said that Ram can go, he's a Kshatriya, Brahmanas cannot go. You know, so it's very difficult people to imagine also, to, you know, going out of India. And a Kshatriya, as Ram as a Kshatriya, he can go. Hanumanji, when Hanumanji is a monkey, he can go. But Brahmana cannot. Did you have ever seen that Brahmanas went with Ram, the Dandakaranya rishis and Chitrakoot rishis went with Ram to Sri Lanka? No, Kshatriya, they went. Brahmana cannot cross. So afraid of getting contaminated with the sage of Kali. So a lot of defense mechanism is used by the traditionalist, you know. Too much of defense, sometimes the stagnant water gets more contaminated. So Srila Prabhupada used the weapon of, you know, the best defense is to attack, you know. So he went out, instead of sitting in one place, you know, go out. There is a danger involved in attacking, there is casualties happens. But Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of Parikshit Maharaj, you know, Parikshit Maharaj was not thinking that, you know, if Parikshit Maharaj would have killed Kali on the spot, you know, his valor would have been glorified, his heroic activities, it's not a surprise thing. But Parikshit Maharaj, more than killing Kali at the spot, he actually allowed Kali to be floating around and he defended him. That can be considered as even more higher, you know, heroic activity than killing instantly, you know. Just like Narsingh Dev, you know, he caught hold of Hiranyakashipu and he left him for some time, you know. So the cat, how he deals with the mouse, you know, that considered a heroic activity. Similarly, instead of completely vanishing Kali, Parikshit Maharaj utilized this age of Kali. Similarly, in the footsteps of these great souls, our acharyas also, they said, deal with this age of Kali, you know. Let us face them, you know. At the same time, that should be done whimsically, you know. I am also like a great acharya, I'll go and deal with this, you know, contamination. So Gopi Paranandana Prabhu said that if you think that putting your finger into some sticky object, your finger is getting sticky, then you don't put your finger into that. If you can manage to put your finger into a sticky substance and at the same time your finger is not stuck to the sticky substance, then you deal with that, you know. So we have to see our capacity and we have to see our, you know, how we can intelligently do it, you know. So that need guidance and that need practical guidance, that need particular, you know, experience. So that is what is a dynamism of the present Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So, like Gopi Paranandana mentioned that the Bible did had its own time, Quran had its own time. That is some quite good thing. They at least brought people from barbarism to some kind of level. Now it is the time for Srimad Bhagavatam, he said. So in the world, we need to establish Bhagavatam universities everywhere. And the time will come, people everywhere, all over the world will come to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the time for Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name of Krishna. So, the time factor is something very, very important. Certain things we do, if the time factor is not congenial, even if you do it, it may not give result. But when the time factor is also favorable, then if you do that endeavor, it is a great intelligent plan and one should do it. So considering that this is the time factor is favorable for practicing Krishna consciousness and also propagating Krishna consciousness. So it's like a Jatayu fought the fight, but the time factor is not on the side of Jatayu. But still, even though he got defeated, he was glorified. You know, Jatayu is more glorified than many others who won the battle. You know, when you consider Arjuna's character and Jatayu's character, when people hear about Jatayu, they become more overwhelmed. You know, so in the spiritual realm, it is more than success and failure. It is more of a sacrifice and service. At the same time, when there is a opportunity, that the time factor is also is there, then one shouldn't be reluctant to perform that activity. So what is the time factor now? The time factor is that this particular time, in spite of the presence of Ajapkali, then Mahaprabhu's mercy can be reached. And considering that, one should endeavor to practice. Srila Prabhupada said that when people asked about, one reporter asked, Srila Prabhupada, you spoken about the age of Kali and how when the Kali is, in the end of the Kali, there will be so much of sinful activities and Kalki will come and chop people's head off and he will kill everybody. So then they asked, what will happen to your devotees? So Prabhupada said that, all my disciples, all the devotees in ISKCON, they will be gone back to Godhead by the time, So another place Prabhupada said that after 10,000 years, there won't be any ISKCON movement. Prabhupada himself, one audio lecture he has said, So at particular time, it's Krishna's arrangement that even if you want, people won't be taking to Krishna consciousness. But it's irrespective of time is there or not, devotees still work hard, struggle hard to propagate. What to speak of when the time factor is favorable to us, So, this is a time favorable to us. So, as an intelligent person who serves Krishna, whether time is favorable or not favorable, but when the time is favorable, one shouldn't have any reason to withhold oneself in either practicing or propagating. So Srila Prabhupada, if you see all these purports, in the first canto purports, as His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj was telling that, he is re-emphasizing again and again and giving Krishna to others, He spoke about Srila Prabhupada's sacrifice, how with the first canto Srila Prabhupada went to the headquarter of the age of Kali, New York, to give Krishna to others, Why? Because Prabhupada understood that this is a time that Krishna has to be given to others. This time is favorable. So favorable or unfavorable, still the devotees work hard. But when there is a favorable situation, one should be all the more enthusiastic. So the process of bhakti, the potency of devotional service, it is the very dynamic process. When the potency of bhakti, devotion service, entered into the heart of the living entities, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in the Madhurya Gadaman, he says, Karana Kedari Kashu, our senses are like the, the plant, what do you call that? The plant grows, small pot, plant pot. A pot is there and the sand is kept. In that pot, what grows? Plant grows. Similarly, our senses are compared to that pot. In that pot, in a small pot, we grow in the terrace and all plants. So our senses are compared to that pot. In that pot, in that senses, the bhakti grows, bhakti appears. So Karana Kedarikashu, that bhakti descends and then you start growing. So our material senses, by nature they are material, they don't have any capacity to access Krishna, Atashri Krishna, Madhina Bhavit Gahim Indriyehi. So it doesn't have a capacity, it doesn't have any access to anything spiritual, Devo na Deva Bhajayet. Only a Deva can worship another Deva. Only a fire can enter into the fire. Moth enters, it will get burnt. So these are all different categories altogether, material senses and Krishna's devotions or Krishna's personality form and His holy name and activities. So it doesn't have any potency to access them, actually speaking. And now these material senses, what to speak of age of Kali, even other ages also, the material senses doesn't have capacity to access Krishna and Krishna related things. In this age of Kali, all the more, it is like a pot in a dry land, So already the pot doesn't have the capacity to grow plant. But if it is kept in a desert, dry land, what is the chance a pot can grow a plant, So in such a scenario, how the our senses can access Krishna. So that's why Chakravartipad is revealing the secret. Just like Krishna, out of his own spittle appearing, Yadu Raghavadi Vamsheshu, how Krishna is appearing. Similarly, in the Karana Kedarikasu, in the part of the senses, Bhakti Devi descends, you know. So how she descends? Just like Krishna descends without any force, Swachayaiva, out of his own sweet will he appears. Similarly, Bhakti Devi being the special spiritual potency of Krishna, part of Swarupa Shakti of Krishna, she also descends. So when she descends into our material senses, then what happened? Even though the material senses lessen the capacity to access Krishna's name, form and qualities, then when she descends, something miracle happens. So, just like Naham Prakash Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavrita, Krishna has a prerogative to reveal himself to anyone who he chooses. So he doesn't, even though he appears, Shishupal saw Krishna, Hiranyakashipu saw first darshan of Narsingadev, but they could not access Krishna and Narsingadev. So why Krishna has a prerogative to reveal himself? He chooses whom he will give him grace to see himself, you know. So similarly, so the access point between Krishna and our senses. So Hiranyakashipu also had eyes, Prahlad Maharaj also had eyes. But these eyes are considered as a flower pot or the plant pot. In that pot, the plant of bhakti to grow, what we need is that favorable circumstances. Water has to be put and there is proper fertilizer has to be put. If there is a barren land, the plant cannot grow. So what happens in this particular part, the plant of bhakti grows and then it gives a result. It transforms into a fruit called prema. So this particular part called the senses can grow plant, and that plant called bhakti, it induces, it helps, it transforms the material senses to access Krishna. Just like Krishna, he reveals himself out of his own sweet will. He descends out of his own sweet will. Bhakti descends out of her own sweet will into the senses of the living entities, even in this age of Kali. And when she descends, she transforms that Jada Indriya and spiritualizes them so that they can access Krishna. That is her mercy. So then, how we can receive that bhakti in our senses? Sevan Mukhehi Jihvado Swayameva Spratyada. Chakravarti Pad discusses in great detail that whether it is coming because of our past pious activities that we got the bhakti in our senses. He rejects that. That is not possible because bhakti is independent like Krishna. Just like nobody's pious activity can bring Krishna. Only Krishna has to come himself by his own sweet will. Bhakti is also like that. Okay, pious activities are not the cause. Maybe some unknown cause. If some unknown cause brings bhakti into our senses, then something unknown is producing known. That is not a logical thing. So that is also rejected. Okay, maybe something like Krishna's grace. Because of Krishna's mercy that one receives bhakti. If you consider that, that is also not proper. By Krishna's grace one receives bhakti, it's not proper. Chakravartipada rejects that. Why? Because if by Krishna's grace if a person receives bhakti, then Krishna will become partial. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. I am equal to all. So why somebody receives bhakti, somebody is performing bhakti, somebody is not performing bhakti. So that is not Krishna's mercy one can receive bhakti. That is also rejected. Okay, then what is the cause of bhakti? So then he says, okay, if Krishna's mercy is the cause of bhakti, then again the question comes, what is the cause of Krishna's mercy? somebody says, okay, why somebody could receive Krishna's mercy, somebody could not receive Krishna's mercy. Somebody say, okay, maybe somebody offered Krishna some nice fruits or flowers, or offered nice dress to Krishna, or he built a temple to Krishna, that's why he received Krishna's mercy. No, he cannot do that, because if he say that, because he offered some great food item to Krishna, so he could receive Krishna's mercy. Then again question comes, what is the cause of that you offered that particular food item to Krishna, which, by which you received Krishna's grace? And then they have to think that, oh, he offered food to Krishna, or he built a temple to Krishna. The cause of that is that he did some pious activity. So then what is the cause of the pious activity? Why he did the pious activity? Oh, cause of the pious activity is something else. So in this way, you keep on going in infinite regression. It's called anavastha. What is anavastha? Apramanika ananta padartha kalpana vishranti dhara abhavaha. That you keep on imagining so many cause and cause and cause, infinite regression. You know, just like we say, what is the cause of the hen, the egg? What is the cause of that egg? Another hen. What is the cause of this hen? Another egg. So in this way, you keep on imagining so many, you know, padarthas, and that dhara, vishranti abhava, that we will never give any rest to the, where is the cause of that? So if you consider Krishna's mercy is the cause, then what is the cause of Krishna's mercy? You have to imagine something. What is the cause of getting that? You have to imagine something else. In this way, it goes on and on and on. So Sakvatipad is saying that in this way, we don't consider Krishna's mercy is the cause of bhakti. So then another person said that, okay, that in order to avoid this infinite regression called anavastha, let us consider the cause of bhakti is not Krishna's mercy, but Krishna's causeless mercy. So when you say Krishna's causeless mercy, then there is no question of infinite regression or anavastha. Because it is already said causeless. So don't go beyond Krishna's causeless mercy. But then if you say Krishna's causeless mercy is the cause of bhakti, then again problem comes that why some people are getting his causeless mercy, why some people are not getting. Krishna is supposed to be equal to all. So because of this reason, Sakvatipad rejects Krishna's causeless mercy is also not cause of bhakti. And what is the cause of bhakti? I want to receive, you know, my part of my senses are, you know, they are getting dried up. They want some plant to be grown. And that is called bhakti lata beach. So how can I get that? Then Chakravartipad is analyzing, okay, then what could be the cause of bhakti? Then he says that Krishna intelligently, what he does is that he has, bhakti is nothing but Krishna's own shakti, swarupa shakti. So he takes that and invests in the devotee's heart. And then what Krishna does, that he tells the devotees, you distribute this bhakti lata beach. So then Krishna is away from problem of, you know, some elderly person in the home, if you want to distribute some few mangoes to the family members, many are there, few mangoes are there. He cannot give to few are not given to, not give to others. You know, he will get the trouble of, you know, being partial. So Krishna intelligently avoids, and it's just like the elderly person in the home, he gives to somebody else and he tells you distribute this. So he will be out of problem of, you know, why you didn't give to others or somebody else. He says, I did not do anything. He only distributed. He can point out to somebody else. So like that, Krishna gives the treasure of bhakti to his devotee. But the devotees are distributing bhakti, but will they not be partial? Will the fault of being partial will not touch the devotees? Sakvatipad is answering that is not a fault with the devotees, because devotee being partial is a natural. As a Madhyam Adhikari, he does partiality, you know. He sees that whoever is want to accept, you know, he gives bhakti to them. Whoever is envious of Krishna, he stays away from them. Whoever is very dear to Krishna, he becomes friendly with them. So in this way, that is a nature, just like the nature of the moon is having some black spot. It's not at fault. But if the milk is having some poison in it, that is a fault of the milk. But moon having a black spot is not a fault. It's naturally moon has like that. Similarly, a Madhyam Adhikari is having this partiality, is not fault for him. So Krishna gives a bhakti to the Madhyam Adhikari, and he gives bhakti to others. But still Chakravartipad is raising a question that if Madhyam Adhikari distributes bhakti, in the beginning you mentioned that bhakti is independent like Krishna. Krishna comes svachayaiva avatarate yadu raghuvadi vamsheshu. Similarly, if bhakti also, like Krishna, he descends on our own, but if we say that a devotee is distributing bhakti, then bhakti is depending on devotees. She is not independent. So then how can you say bhakti is independently descending into the senses of the jivas? Then Chakravarti Pada is telling that your question is valid, but still bhakti is independent. Why? How the madhyamadhikari or devotees of Krishna wants to give bhakti to others, how they become compassionate. The compassion of the devotee is a cause of bhakti. But the compassion of the devotee is born because bhakti have entered into the heart of these great devotees. So when bhakti enters into the heart of the great devotees, that bhakti impels the devotees to become compassionate, and that compassionate in turn impels the devotees to distribute bhakti to others. In this way, bhakti becomes a cause of her getting born into the senses of the devotees. So they say beautifully, he explains that that particular bhakti by her is very elaborate, interesting analysis in the first vrishti of the Madhurya Kadambini. So very beautifully explaining ultimately that the bhakti is how she is independent and how she descends into the senses of the living entities. And being descended into the senses of the living entities, she empowers the dull material senses who doesn't have any capacity to access Krishna's name and form and qualities. And she induces them, just like I was very often I give the example of, just like this Indian plug point and the American socket, both cannot go together. But when you put the interface, you know, the current flows through it, you know. Similarly, when the bhakti, our senses are like a plug point and Krishna is like the other end, electricity. But if there is unmatching plug points, it cannot pass through each other. Electricity is there, but it cannot access, the senses cannot access it, the plug cannot access that. But when bhakti comes in between, then what she does, she connects both of them. So similarly here, like the interface, the bhakti, when it descends into the senses of the jivas, it gets the potency to access Krishna. That is the power of the devotion service. And that devotion service is, we can get only through the grace of the devotees, you know. So that particular grace is abundantly available in this age of Kali. Even though it is a very nefarious age, it is a very dangerous age. But just like an expert electrician, he is dealing with electricity. Electricity can kill him actually. But he diligently deals with that and he actually produces beautiful effects. You know, the refrigerator works and the air conditioner works and the lights are on and so many things are going on. Similarly, these material senses are very dangerous. Very, just like a circus fellow deals with a tiger or lion, you know. The lion can kill him when he puts his mouth inside the lion, inside the mouth of the lion, head inside the mouth of the lion. But when he deals carefully, it can earn his livelihood instead of, you know, if he is careless, the lion can kill his head off him. So similarly, the technique of how to deal with our own senses, which are like a snakes, and the whole world outside the age of Kali, in a such a way that we can reap the great result from that. And that is a great technique, you know. And the whole world is waiting for this technique, you know. People are suffering and the whole world is waiting. And the very intelligent and the great personalities, technologies, the bhakti technologies who knows how to deal with this age of Kali and these nefarious senses, expertly, just like Kali is expertly finding ways and means to enter into this, you know, people's heart, like Kali did successfully with the Sringi, starting with the Sringi and others. Similarly, devotees, they tax their brain to enter into, in parallel deal with this Kali and give Krishna to others. So this is like a fight goes on, you know, as a competition goes on. So there are other people who are want to stay away from this battle and try to protect themselves, but getting dragged in the current of Kali. But here, Srila Prabhupada, one of our great acharyas, has given the great opportunity for us to deal with this age of Kali. And go with full-fledged and use the same, tentacles of this demonic Kali and use them. You know, we have got technologies like, you know, Zoom technology or, you know, internet technology, all these things. So are they, so when you're using that, there can be some kind of casualty, some kind of problems every devotees also can undergo. So one should be carefully deal with that. But at the same time, even a person gets now and then getting defeated by them, one should not become demoralized, that one should continue fighting with that and continue give Krishna to others. You know, Srila Prabhupada in his pastimes, if you see, that even if any devotees have difficulties, one of the instructions Srila Prabhupada gives is that you go out and preach, you know. So he did not say that you sit down and do something. So one should not stop giving Krishna, and one should not stop taking Krishna into our heart. But if you have difficulties, one may give Krishna different ways. Okay, I'm not able to deal with the world outside. I'm getting affected. Instead of influencing them, I'm getting influenced by them. Then one may do another way, writing books or, you know, staying in one place and without contact with the outside world. Like, but one should never stop giving Krishna to others. You know, that is the saranga eva sarabhuk. Parikshit Maharaj understood that by allowing Kali to enter into my kingdom, there is opportunity for me to give Krishna to others. For that reason, he accepted Kali. So, following in his footsteps, we should also have this particular spirit of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada's teaching taken from Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the parampara, our legacy, the family business, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's legacy of giving Krishna to others, taking Krishna and giving Krishna to others. And Srila Prabhupada's legacy of taking Krishna and giving Krishna to others. So in this way, one can do good for oneself, at the same time, do good for others. And that is the only great thing in this world available. You know, Prabhupada gave the name Bhavananda to one of his disciples. He said, only Ananda in this world is Bhavananda, is giving Krishna to others. It is not available in the spiritual world. So considering that, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, you know, his dear father, Jerry Slavin, he passed away yesterday. So I was just thinking, Maharaj came from US, you know, for last 20 days or so. Just the main reason he came, he said that he wants to meet the devotees. For many years he has not been here. He just wants to be with the devotees, want to give his time to all of us, you know. And he's, you know, so he did his sacrifice instead of his own, his family, his own. A sannyasi doesn't have a family of his own, of course, but at the same time, as a person, everybody have emotions. Mahaprabhu had a great relation with his parents, his mother, you know, his family. So Mahaprabhu sacrificed everything, you know, just to deliver the Kashir Mayavadi. Just for one city, Mahaprabhu gave up his loving wife, his mother. Just for one city, he gave up. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu would have preached the whole message just by without taking sannyas. So the great soul sacrifice so many things just for giving Krishna to others, you know. So His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj came here for these few days, and Maharaj is, you know, reaching back, and his father is left his body. So on this day, in the spiritual realm, there is union and separation. I mentioned some time back also, that separation in the spiritual world doesn't have any meaning if there is no union there, you know. So we glorify separation in the spiritual world. Why? Because it is accompanied with the union. Without union, separation doesn't have any meanings. So Vipralamba Bhava is glorified in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya because it is always accompanied with the union. Separation, union, separation, union, both complement each other. But in the material world, there is, just the curtain is closed now, there is separation, but there is union, you know, both are goes together. I just end with a few seconds. But in the material world, there is material, matter and matter, they sometimes come together and they separate. There is no conscious understanding they are together, you know, two leaves come together and they get separated. There is no question of, again, union. Even if they are united, they don't have understanding that we are together, no consciousness. And the living beings, now the relation of father, mother, wife, children, friends and all, this understanding without Krishna consciousness is also so-called union, is illusory, because It doesn't stay for a long time, you know. The relation will get destroyed. And that's why the suffering, separation is suffering here, you know. And again, in the spiritual world, the living entities, pure spirits and Krishna, they got united together all the time, and there is separation, there is a sweetness involved. So that union and separation is complementing each other. On top of that, one more understanding is that when the devotee is practicing Krishna consciousness in the material world, there is a union and separation. But that is a different scenario altogether. Why? Because it is not like the relationship what we find in the material world, like father, mother, sister, son, and wife, children, like that. At the same time, it is not like in the spiritual world that they are eternally going to be present in the same body. It is like in between, a kind of a little different scenario. So here, it is a great pain that the devotees have relation with each other, like father, mother, wife, children, friends, god brothers, god sisters, etc. This relation, when we keep Krishna in the center, have a meaning. It's not like illusory relation like material world what we see. So it is bound to have a separation. It is bound to have a, you know, separation, and there is going to be separation. But this separation also is not like the separation we find in the material world, that never ever anyone can meet together. Even if they meet together, they don't realize that they are their father, mother in their last life. But this separation, even the devotee's life, it is painful. Ramanandarai said that the most difficult misery in this world is separation from the devotees. So that pain one has to endure, there is no other choice. But this separation is also not permanent. It is going to be accompanied with the union. That union is, even though it is through the material body, one worships, respect another Vaishnava's body also. Even though it is temporary body, we respect other Vaishnavas, you know, we offer obeisances, we touch their lotus feet, because this body is a medium by which, you know, in this particular Karna Kedarikashu, the bhakti have descended, bhakti devi descended. So because we are utilizing this body to serve Krishna, this body is respected. Otherwise, the body is material, you know. So even though the body, and we recognize each other only through this body, you know. I can't see spirit soul of another devotee. I can see Baldev Shakti Prabhu through his particular body, you know. I won't be able to recognize him if he comes in his spiritual form, you know. So we are relating each other through this material body. At the same time, this material body is temporary, it is going to go away. Separation is imminent. But at the same time, a relationship is not like the outside material world. It is permanent, it is has a meaning, because in spite of the body is going away, the relation will continue in another body or another platform, because Krishna is in the center. So in this way, these four kinds of separation, matter and matter doesn't have any value, it's not unconscious. And the living entities in the material world, whatever relation they have got, it's a separation. And union is meaningless because it is illusory, in the sense it is very temporary. And in the spiritual world, union and separation is great, because it is complementing each other, and it is a great joy. And the fourth separation, union, when the sadhaka devotee is practicing in the material world, through the material body, it is also have a great meaning and great, even though it's a painful the separation, but we undergo this pain of separation when a person leaves the body. At the same time, we celebrate soon, we celebrate that separation, because it's going to be complemented by the union. So today, our dear His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's father, yesterday he passed away. So right now we join the pain of Maharaj sacrificing his father, and you know he's doing so much for us. You know, he came all the way to give us time, and he is having the pain of the pain is natural. At the same time, we will soon celebrate this vocation of great personality, father of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, reaching Krishna's abode with a joy and happiness. Hare Krishna. Sorry for taking a little more time. I stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.